thank you for tuning in to the Sea Ranch Thespians audio production of For Better or Worse by Craig Sodaro. I'm Carol Emery, one of the sponsors of the Thespians. We look forward to welcoming you back to the barn in the not-too-distant future. This audio play features Lynn Atkins as Elena Cantrell, John Carlson as Judge Avery Cantrell, Kathy Hitt as Madame Delacroix, Don Krieger as Detective Jenkins, and Karen Russell as Molly Cantrell and Precious Peel. The director is Brian Holderman. Come with us now to the parlor of the Cantrell home in a large American city circa 1900. There's a fireplace with hollow bottom candlesticks on the mantel. Chairs are on either side of the fireplace.
So much bad news these days.
Yes.
Several more jewel thefts. One just can't keep precious items around without having them stolen, can one?
Elena, I've asked you to stop cleaning the house.
I must earn my keep, Mrs. Cantrell.
That's ridiculous. Avery and I are happy to have you here living with us.
But I've always kept Avery's house. Why should his marriage make any difference?
I can tend to the work.
Absolutely not. As wife of a federal judge, you will have increasing social obligations, and you won't have time for such mundane drudgery as dusting and dishes.
I've done my share.
That's right. You were raised in dire poverty by a woman who never even claimed to be your mother.
I know that you find that almost impossible to believe.
It doesn't matter what I believe, does it? Avery swallowed it all, hook, line, and sinker.
I'm sorry you hate me so. If I've ever given you reason...
You don't have to. Your being here in this house is reason enough.
Your brother and I love each other. It's why we married.
He married you for what he thought was love. Oh, I'm sure of that. But he's always been a bit naive about the world. You? I think it goes without saying that you saw an opportunity to escape prison.
That's not true.
No? Well, this folder says differently. Shortly before you married, I hired a detective.
You did what?
To look into your background. After all, I knew from the moment that I met you that
you had no right.
I have every right to protect my brother.
From me?
From anyone who would in any way harm his reputation.
I would have told you everything if you'd only asked.
Oh, I doubt that.
I've told Avery everything.
Everything? How many times were you arrested, Mrs. Cantrell?
Oh, I don't remember.
At least a dozen, according to my source. Petty theft, pickpocketing, loitering, attempted robbery.
I was thrown out of my house when I was 12. That's when my mother, and I use the term loosely, she felt that we should begin our own way in the world. Yeah. That's how she put it. Make our way. I did what I could to survive.
Oh, and then here's an arrest for grand theft. You stole $500 from an heiress while she was ice skating in the park. She left her purse on a bench and you just helped yourself. Unfortunately for you, two children saw you and ran to get the police. They locked you up for that one.
Yeah, those were some of the two best years of my life.
You can't be serious.
I had a bed, I had two meals a day, even if they were slop. I didn't have to worry about where they were coming from. And at night, I was warm most of the time. Something I hadn't had since I was 11 years old.
Oh, so touching. And then there was this business with Mrs. Lowry's jewels. She'd actually given you a job out of the goodness of her heart. She took you in, fresh from jail, cleaned you up, put you to work, And how did you repay her? By stealing her finest pieces of jewelry.
I never stole anything from her.
A ruby ring, an emerald necklace.
That's a lie.
And an amethyst pendant worth several thousand dollars.
I never touched Mrs. Lowry's jewelry.
Oh, or so you say.
I was never convicted.
Only because you caught my brother's eye.
No.
Oh, don't lie to me. You knew what you were doing. From the moment you saw him, you decided to weave your wicked spell around the poor man and snare him like a helpless rabbit.
I never even spoke to your brother until a year after the trial.
I don't believe it. He was the judge in your case. I don't believe for a moment that you didn't figure out how to get into his chamber somehow and give him your sob story.
You are so wrong. How could I have done such a thing? And even if I did, it would have resulted in a mistrial and disbarment for your brother and prison for me. The truth is Avery, well, he recognized me at a coffee shop where I'd found some work. I thanked him for his belief in me. And he said he was pleased that I was working.
Fool that he was.
He began coming in every day just to see how I was, I think. And then one day he asked me to dinner.
Yes. Yes, I know the rest of the story.
Avery knows all that's in your report.
Does he?
And even if he didn't, we are husband and wife now.
Oh, yes. A nice touch running off and getting married without a word to me.
We wanted our privacy. We didn't want the newspapers knowing. And
I can see why.
All of that is in the past. It's forgotten.
It will never be forgotten, my dear. The information is all in this folder.
What do you intend to do with that information?
Well, I'm sure the readers of the Post and Tribune would love a few juicy details about you.
You would never turn that over to the press. Why, you would hurt Avery's reputation worse than mine.
I would if you ever do anything to harm Avery.
What?
This folder is my insurance policy. The moment you make one false step, I will see to it that your entire sordid past is revealed.
I am not that person any longer. I despise myself for having stolen and pickpocketed to make a living. Oh, if I could pay back every penny I took, I'd gladly do so.
Oh, how easy for you to say, with my brother's money.
You don't believe me, do you?
Once a thief, always a thief.
I'll go.
Oh, please, don't trouble yourself.
Actually, it was Mrs. Cantrell I wanted to see.
Mrs. Cantrell? Madame Delacroix.
How do you do?
I'll make some tea.
That won't be necessary.
Oh, no trouble at all. I'll be right back.
Would you like to sit down?
Thank you.
Now, how may I help you?
My situation is a very delicate one.
Go on.
Well, I have a dear friend who has been unjustly accused of a crime.
Oh, unjustly?
Yes. He has been accused of a theft, but he was nowhere near the place where the crime occurred at the time it was supposed to have happened. Well, they say he stole some jewels, but it's ridiculous.
I don't see how I can help you.
My dear, your husband is the trial judge.
There's absolutely nothing.
You don't seem to recognize me, do you?
Well, perhaps. Vaguely.
I knew you when you were 13, 14 years old. You stayed in my attic.
No! Letty Bonds?
Oh, please. I am so much more respectable these days. I no longer deal with youthful pickpockets. I married a Frenchman, Monsieur Delacroix, who almost had a title.
Don't you realize that what you're asking me is wrong?
Isn't it also wrong to send a man to prison for something he didn't do?
You can't be sure he didn't do it.
Well, of course I can. He never stole anything, the poor dear. I did. I have it right here.
The Jacquard necklace. That was stolen from Mrs. Benton Jacquard's home 6 months ago. Never found.
Oh, I've been trying so hard just to pass by such baubles, but... Oh, but this one called my name, and when I saw it lying on a dressing table during a party at a Manson, well, I just knew I had to have it. I slipped it into my purse, never realizing my dear friend would be accused.
I'm afraid this is a matter for the police.
Oh, why get them involved? They're all so stupid. You merely need to have a little talk with your husband.
I can't do that.
Oh, express an interest in the case. Say that you don't think the accused is guilty.
Never.
And gradually you'll bring the good judge around to your way of thinking. Well, there really isn't enough evidence to convict him.
My husband would never listen to me.
Oh, I think he would do anything you wanted.
No, don't say that. And I think it's time you left.
I'll make it worth your while. Here.
Take that off my table. You said you couldn't live without it.
Oh, I'll always know it's mine, but if it'll save my dear friend, well, I'll gladly give it to you.
I don't want this necklace.
I'll be leaving now, but I will stop by tomorrow to see how you are getting along with your husband.
I won't do a thing to influence him. It's bribery, and I plan to call the police immediately and tell them the entire story.
Then I shall be forced to give every detail of our business relationship, then and now. My mere presence here in your house, along with your background, will be enough to ruin your husband forever. He'll be disbarred and left to the vultures of the press. Good day, my dear. Until tomorrow.
What am I going to do with this? Here, under the candlestick.
Molly, your guest didn't wait for tea? Well, I will say, you look like you could use a cup. You're deathly pale.
Scene 2. Avery stands holding a teacup. Elena sits sewing a button on a coat.
Well, Elena, she seemed just fine this morning.
She's quite a delicate creature. She says even the fumes from the soap makes her dizzy, so I take care of the kitchen, but I don't mind. Any other sewing that needs to be done, Avery?
No.
Then I'd best get to dusting. It's amazing how much dust falls on everything. Poor Molly just coughs and coughs when she tries to dust.
She told me she almost died when she was 18. She caught a respiratory infection during the winter because she was living in a small shack. It doesn't make any sense how we can be so cruel to the weakest people. It's so easy to look down on them and say it's their fault. They should have worked harder. They should have gone to school. They should scrub themselves up. It's not simple at all. The only simple thing is to see why some must resort to a life of crime.
I'm sure you're right. And so tragic when they do fall into that abyss and they can never really climb their way out of it. No matter how hard they try.
What do you mean?
Well... Take your dear Molly, for example.
What about her?
She has worked so hard at overcoming all the horrors of her upbringing and all those years and years as a...
As a thief? Is that the word you're looking for?
Oh, Avery, Molly means everything to me. Heaven knows I'm not a name caller, but we can't deny that... She was convicted once.
I know, Elena. Perhaps we should leave all this where it belongs, in the past.
That's just it, Avery. Yesterday, the past came calling.
What are you talking about?
I I don't know if I should say anything.
Then don't.
A woman came to see your wife.
Oh, what woman?
Well, she said her name was Madame Delacroix.
An old friend?
I'm not sure. I left the room to make tea, and of course I didn't hear what they talked about.
Well, I hope then they had a pleasant visit.
I don't believe the visit was merely social.
What are you trying to tell me, Elena?
Well, as I brought the tea into the room, Madame Delacroix was just leaving, and, well...
Go on.
Oh, Avery, I don't know how to tell you this, but in her hand, Molly held the jacquard necklace.
You must be mistaken.
I didn't believe it at first. But the lights caught the large center diamond and practically blinded me.
Why would Molly have something so valuable?
And dangerous.
Oh, your eyes were just playing trick on you, Elena. That's all. You mistook what you saw for the jacquard necklace. It was probably just some new bauble Molly bought for herself.
Your wife doesn't spend money on herself, Avery.
Well, perhaps it was a gift for someone else.
She hid it under that candlestick.
Elena, stop this.
If you don't believe me, look.
This is absurd.
If anyone finds that here, well, we'll all be arrested.
Elena, there is no necklace under that candlestick.
Even if we are not blamed, you'll be ruined.
Stop it.
Do you want me to show you?
No.
Please, Avery, I don't want her to destroy you.
Molly would never do.
Go ahead. Lift that candlestick.
Avery, what are you doing?
Oh, my dear Molly, what a delicious dinner tonight.
Why, thank you.
The next time you try to cook a chicken, my dear, you'll need me to show you how to sear the skin first.
Are you expecting anyone, Avery?
No, it's already been a long day.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid I totally forgot.
Forgot what?
A newspaper writer, Mrs. Peel, stopped by today and asked if it would be all right if she asked you a few questions this evening. I tried to fend her off, but she was quite insistent.
Elena, you know I can't discuss a trial with the press.
She's a society editor.
Society?
Probably wants to speak with Mrs. Cantrell as well. Perhaps a few questions on your wedding and how you newlyweds are doing.
Well, we'd best not keep her waiting then.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get it.
Odd time for an interview, I must say.
Well, she'll probably be looking for something very juicy. A scandal, perhaps?
All set then, Elena. I've done everything.
Mrs. Peel... this is my brother, Judge Avery Cantrell.
Oh, I'm so pleased to meet you. Why, you're every bit as handsome as they said you'd be.
And this is my wife, Mrs. Peel.
Oh, call me Precious. That's my given name. It really is. My editor loves it. My column, it's called Precious Tidbits. That's what I hope to get here tonight. A bit of your life together, how you met, so on.
I'm afraid we're a terribly dull couple, Mrs. Peel.
Oh, come, come. You've had quite an exciting life.
My sister reads too many romances. Our real lives, as my wife said, are very dull. You see how we spend our evenings, reading the paper, playing backgammon. And so many visitors is highly unusual.
I can't imagine who that can be.
It may be Madame Delacroix.
Who?
Your friend who stopped by earlier.
Madame Delacroix? Now, where have I heard that name before?
We can only imagine. Excuse me for a moment.
Avery, I think it would be best if you took Mrs. Peel into the study, where she can ask her questions there, my dear. I have something to discuss with Madame Delacroix.
Molly, I need to know something.
Later, my dear. It's fine.
This way, Mrs. Peel. We can talk in the other room.
Ah, Mrs. Cantrell, what a pleasure it is to see you again.
You're back. Elena, would you please leave us for a few moments?
Where have you sent Avery and his guest?
They're in the study. I'm sure you can add a great deal to whatever Avery is telling that reporter.
An excellent idea.
A reporter here? At this hour?
They've no respect for privacy anymore.
I received your note and came immediately. Well, I assume you mentioned my friend's case to your husband.
I did not send you a note.
You didn't send this note?
No. And I've not mentioned the case at all to my husband.
You aren't serious.
I am.
I expressly told you that...
I will not help you.
You think I won't follow through on my word? You have a reporter in there right now who would love to find out every bit of dirt on you.
You don't frighten me.
Oh, I don't imagine I do. What would frighten someone who spent years on the street stealing from hard-working folks? And then years in prison where they teach you even more tricks about how to destroy society.
Aren't you being rather hypocritical, Madame Delacroix? I've never been concerned with destroying society.
I see. Then just destroying one man is enough.
I would never do anything to hurt Avery.
Then convince him that my friend is innocent.
I don't have to.
What are you talking about?
Well, you already admitted to stealing the necklace.
I never said any such thing.
You stood here yesterday. You said you took it while at a party at the Jacquard home.
I'm afraid you're lying.
I think not.
Well, then I must call your bluff, my dear. I'm going to the papers immediately.
Why not let the paper come to you? Mrs. Peel? Mrs. Peel? Come in here, please, will you?
What are you doing?
Mrs. Peel will be glad to get the whole story from you.
Oh, what's wrong, Mrs. Cantrell?
Madame Delacroix. She has something to tell you.
You can't be serious, Molly.
What's this all about?
I've already told you, Avery.
What has your sister told you?
Nothing I'd believe.
I see, Avery. I see very clearly.
Ooh, do you have a story for the paper, madam?
Mrs. Cantrell is a fraud.
How dare you? Leave this house at once.
What do you mean, a fraud?
Well, she began her life as a pickpocket and petty thief. She eventually graduated to grand theft.
A dull couple indeed.
I don't know who you are, madam, but stop those slanderous allegations.
Every word can be proven.
Oh, nice. Is true, Mrs. Cantrell?
Molly, don't say a word.
It's all right, Avery. Yes, every word can be proven.
Oh, gracious me!
Please, Mrs. Peel, everything that happened is in the past, long forgotten. Whatever my wife did to survive the terrible years after her mother threw her out of the house has been paid for time and time again.
That would be fine if she had stopped her life of crime.
What do you mean, if?
Ooh, you're saying that she's still a thief!
Get out of here at once!
I'm afraid nobody's going anywhere.
Detective Jenkins, what are you doing here?
The necklace is here, Detective Jenkins.
Elena, I can't believe you'd do such a thing.
Oh, you're being used, Avery. Can't you see that? She's using you. And if she's not stopped now, you will be ruined.
Look, I'm not interested in family squabbles.
Ooh, I am!
I got a tip that the Jacquard necklace is in this house. And I want it handed over.
You're absolutely right, Detective. It is here. This woman stole it from the Jacquard residence.
Is that true, Mrs. Cantrell?
It's under the candlestick, Detective.
Elena, no!
I saw her put it there.
Would you mind lifting the candlestick, Mrs. Cantrell? Now, I don't have a search warrant, so I can't officially look. But you can save me the trouble of getting a warrant by just turning over the necklace.
I'm sorry. No.
Just like I thought. Guilty. I'll show you.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Avery, let me show you once and for all what kind of a woman you married. See? It's not there.
I know what kind of woman I married. She's not a thief.
Then
She moved it.
Where?
I don't know.
I do not have the jacquard necklace.
Then who does?
The thief.
I don't know what this is all about, but somebody got me here under false pretenses.
No, no, no. She's got it somewhere. I know it. Oh, or else you already sold it. Is that it? You sold it so that you could run off, leaving my poor brother in ruins.
Avery,
Molly,
I'm...
Molly!
She's just fainted. Here now. You got smelling salts in your purse, don't you, Madame Delacroix?
Really, Detective? Of course I've got smelling salts, but you needn't be so abrupt and grab my purse.
Well, I'll be.
My, those don't look like smelling salts.
The jacquard necklace.
That can't be.
I've never seen that thing before in my life.
Molly had it earlier.
And now we've caught Madame Delacroix red-handed.
Molly, are you all right?
Yes. Avery, what happened?
You know what happened.
I don't. What's she talking about, Avery?
I don't think she even knows.
I'm taking you in for questioning, Madame Delacroix.
You're so clever, my dear Molly. Someone taught you very well.
Well, come along now and leave these people in peace.
Ooh, Mrs. Cantrell. Did you plan all this?
Oh, Mrs. Peel, I couldn't do that. Why, I'm just a very dull housewife who loves my husband more than anything.
Well, I'll return tomorrow for a follow-up. Right now, I'm going after that detective and thief. I want that story in detail. Thank you, Elena. I'm so glad you set this up for tonight.
I'll see you out, Mrs. Peel. And when I return, I want to have a chat, Elena. A long chat.
How did you do it?
Do you think pickpockets can only take things out of a purse?
No. You think you're so clever.
No. But one thing I have learned. Elena, it's how to survive. Avery and I will weather every storm together because we truly love each other. You? You'll never understand that. Anne, I feel sorry for you.
Elena, where are you going?
To pack. I know when I'm no longer welcome.
I'm so sorry, Avery.
Not to worry, my dear. She had it coming.
But she's your sister.
And you are my wife, for better or worse. For the record, Molly, I never doubted you for a minute.
Oh, Avery.
Thanks for joining us for our second audio play. We wish you the very best.